The dragons live on top of Mount Geneva. Through the thick, smoky mist, you can sometimes hear their screeches, see them flying low around the rocky range. They are wise and ancient. They have held the mysteries of the universe and guarded them with their lives through the ages of time. They are the Alpha and Omega, a mirror of the world below them, seldom heard or seen in the open blue or starlit night sky, except when there is immense change upon us. The slumber of the glistening, scaled, winged giants has been broken. Heard frequently now in the open skies are the calls to each other from one frozen mountaintop to another. So beautiful in their magnificent flights, in all hues an eye could behold, they bring with them a message of the highest importance to us all. In the lands far, far beneath the mountain, in the once green, fertile valleys, the rich, dense forests, the deep aqua waters of streams, rivers, lakes, and oceans, even the remote, hot, sandy deserts, all but a shadow of themselves now, weakened and diseased, they too have heard the songs of the dragon. All the creatures of the land were curious. Who had summoned the dragons? Even the ethereal tiny fairies that live in the land of enchantment, of hopes and dreams, did not know for certain, but they did wonder if it was the Great Mother. For they had heard the rumbling sounds deep inside her belly, where the molten hot fire lived, and life grew or perished there. These were the sounds of birth and death, old and primordial. They came one by one, two by two, three by three, until more and more came. Creatures of feathered flight, furred and fanged, soft and gentle, slithering and scaled. Even creatures with fins, swimming in brown, dirty waters, to get as close as they could to the land of enchantment. Now but a very, very small place, where a few hardy fairies remained. Once they reached their destination, they saw the warm, glowing flames of the fairy circle. They heard their songs of praise to the dragon and the Great Mother. This brought some comfort and joy to the many weary travelers. The bright, full, silver moon shone down on them, helping to light their way on this precarious night. There were so many creatures, from the largest to the smallest of the small. They all wore the same expression on their face. It was as if there was no need for words. They all knew that fear and doubt had entered their hearts. The silence broken when they began to speak at once in a voice full of solicitude. Ceridwen, the eldest of the fairies, knew why they had come to seek her out, for they too had seen the dragons. They also have heard and felt the Great Mother's rumblings. Chorus of voices asked Ceridwen who had summoned the dragon and what change is upon us. The creatures of the land already knew how the once pristine, peaceful, life-giving land had been desecrated, used without care by the thinkers. The Great Mother is in grave danger, her life force faltering. We have all seen these things. It is a time like no other that the Great Mother has endured. She has called out to the heavens in this dark time. The Spirit Lord and Lady have heard her and have summoned the dragons to try and save the Great Mother. The glen around the glow of the fairy's circle became eerily quiet, except for the voice of Saradwyn explaining what they must prepare for.
We must all ready ourselves for the days ahead.
You have just heard Chapter 1 from the Fairy Ring Legends, written and performed by Woodland Tales, woodlandtales.com.